This is a tribute to Benazir Bhutto. Considered to be a recent prize of American propaganda, Benazir Bhutto was assassinated in late 2007, just shortly after she returned to take part in the Pakistani federal elections as representative of the Pakistani People's Party. Over 1,000 of her supporters and guards had already been murdered by opposition extremists in several attempts to eliminate her using gunmen and suicide bombers. The numbers of killed and wounded have been variously reported, and including those during her assassination are well into the thousands, but no reliable figure is available. Her father and 2 siblings have also been assassinated in what is said to be Al-Qaeda insurgents or supporters of Osama bin Laden. But as yet, there is no confirmation short of communications confirming their involvement, said to be from Al-Qaeda. Others suspect Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf either of complicity, responsibility, or, at the very least, failure to supply proper protection for Bhutto. A complete account of her political and personal life is recorded in the text area below this article and is filled with accusations against her made by a variety of sources and government. Interestingly, all of the charges have failed to be proved and subsequently dropped, but many doubts have remained of her family's involvement in corruption, mostly from kickbacks derived from government contracts when either she or her father were in power as Prime Minister of Pakistan. These accusations are not surprising when you consider that Pakistan is primarily a dictatorship and has never really made the leap that the Bhuttos have been championing towards democracy throughout their careers. Many of the charges were deliberately fabricated by opposition factions in a well-publicized and very expensive campaign, much of it involving Musharraf. As a woman in a country dominated by male values and a religious state that largely espoused Muslim fundamentalism, she was doubly damned by history. She rose to power twice as prime minister and was attempting a third term, none of which were consecutive. As a populist of the Democratic Freedom Movement in Pakistan and largely supported by the history of her family and politics. As an independent woman, without this history, she probably would never have come to this position, but since her father was murdered by opposition regimes and was highly respected, she inherited the position, as well as her young son, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, only 19, will as well. Other problems that she faced as a woman in largely Muslim Pakistan were the Hudud ordinances, also spelled Hudud, which were laws in Pakistan that were enacted in 1979 as part of then-military ruler Zia-ul-Haq's Islamization process, and replaced or revised in 2006 by the Women's Protection Bill. For married Muslims, the maximum punishment for zina, which is infidelity, is death by stoning, or for unmarried couples or non-Muslims, 100 lashes. In practice, only imprisonment has ever been enforced, because the maximum punishments require 4 eyewitnesses. The maximum punishments for drinking alcohol and theft are respectively 80 lashes and the amputation of the right hand, for theft, that is. The governments of Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif both set up commissions to investigate the Hudud Ordinance. Both commissions recommended amending certain aspects of the law, but neither government followed through due to the unpopularity of these changes with the influential fundamentalists. It is such a shame to report these events when political power in a country should be the choice of the people and not created by power of force. It is also a shame that Benazir Bhutto and her family have consistently been subjected to these malpractices, especially in the name of religious fundamentalism and Allah. Surely any god could not be represented by such violence, and it is a wonder that suicide bombers can be recruited to give up their lives to murder people like the Bhuttos. Namransor. For more information, read history below the dedication.